From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lauren Brown. The City of Columbia is looking to prevent housing discrimination with a new task force. According to the National Fair Housing Alliance, over 28,000 complaints of discrimination were issued in 2016. Columbia Housing Programs will submit its resolution to City Council tonight. Randy Cole, Supervisor for Columbia Housing Programs, explains the most challenging part of building the task force and how it will help bring down the average.
I think the real challenge is going to be doing the work because it's some of these items are going to require the community to look a bit inward at kind of what the landscape is in our community in terms of fair housing and access to opportunity, jobs, quality, affordable housing.
The task force will consist of 15 members from different organizations and backgrounds. Missouri Inclusive Housing Development Corporation is one of the many organizations that will benefit from the new task force. City Manager Mike Mathis has selected Sergeant Robert Fox of the Columbia Police Department to lead the city's proposed community-oriented policing project. The project aims to develop better relations between police and residents. The appointment was announced Saturday in an email to City Council members, Columbia Police Chief Ken Burton and Dale Roberts, Executive Director of the Columbia Police Officers Association. The City Council plans to consider and vote on a resolution tonight in support of community policing. Mathis will put together a plan to present to City Council by August if the project is approved. Lauren Brown, KBIA News, Columbia. From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lauren Brown. The quantity of corn and soybeans grown in the Midwest and the amount of greenhouse gas emissions have both radically changed over the past century. Harvest Media's Amy Mayer says a new report compares how these two factors have impacted climate change.
Summers in the Corn Belt have had more rainfall and higher humidity, but a small decrease in temperature. Researchers at MIT looked at whether greenhouse gas emissions or more intensive farming played the bigger role in these climate changes. Ross Alter is the lead author of the study.
We provided very strong evidence that agricultural intensification is a stronger forcing of these observed changes than greenhouse gas emissions were.
More plants taking up water ultimately means more moisture in the air, increasing rain and moderating temperatures. Iowa State University agronomist Rick Cruz says irrigation specifically, not just crop expansion, may be the real culprit. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Conversation is divided on whether prevailing wage helps or hurts Missouri workers. Some public officials say their communities face barriers to building schools, police stations, and fire departments. Because of Missouri's prevailing wage law, prevailing wage is the minimum amount of money workers on public works construction projects must be paid. Supporters say that eliminating it would mean lower pay and fewer highly skilled laborers working on public works projects. Currently, some state lawmakers are questioning whether prevailing wage is an efficient use of taxpayer dollars. Lauren Brown, KBIA News, Columbia.